Like, the fish does not deserve that.
I am up and at him, and I'm ready to go.
You're at him, up and at him.
You guys got it. You were not saying that at all, actually.
Okay, I was having a good time. Like, the only viable day for us to hang out would have been Friday, which was Valentine's Day, which was a crazy realization.
Do you think he made that connection?
That's how you feel? Is aggressive this morning?
Whoa.
I don't feel aggressive. I feel run down.
Aggressive and drinking your coffee.
I feel aggressively run down.
No, I walked into this apartment and the first thing Katie said to me is, oh, I feel sick. And I was like,
No, you know that Mean Girls, I can't go out. I'm sick.
The only thing I think of when I think of that is the like TikTok trend.
It starts a song.
Yeah.
I don't think I know that.
It's like I can't. It's then like a transition sound, and it's I can't.
Then the school bell goes off, and then it goes into like bomb intro or some other song.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's this transition, so it's like I can't go out. I'm sick. And then it's the transition, then it goes into some super hypey song.
My phone is listening. Colby, did you see the fish?
No, on TikTok? I have not seen the fish. Still marked safe. From the fish.
You are marked safe. I can't get over the fish.
The fish is my hole for you page right now. This fish, like 6-inch long deep sea fish that has swam to the surface for its last day before dying.
It's really poetic.
If anyone has missed it.
Quite depressing.
I don't know what the fish is called. It's called like a
lantern fish or something, right? Or no?
No, it was like it was kind of a mean name. Like, the fish does not deserve that.
Oh, it's like a demon fish or something? Yeah, fish or something?
It was like, it's a demon fish or something. And I will say, I knew these fish existed because I'm pretty sure they appear in Finding Nemo. But I didn't realize how small they are. They're only 6 inches long.
So when the videos first came across my desk, I thought it was like a giant sea monster that was coming to the surface.
Yeah.
And it was scary as hell because it has like the weird overbite.
Yeah.
Or I guess underbite. Which is the one where your bottom teeth protrude and your top teeth are
underbite.
More in. Underbite. It has a giant underbite. An abyssal anglerfish.
Anglerfish, that's it.
This thing, yeah, it's scary looking, honestly. See, when you see this, I feel like you think it's a giant fish.
Yeah, but then you see the perspective of the guy holding the camera, and it's actually tiny.
It's like the length of your finger.
Yeah, but like the memes are actually taking me out. Like, talking
Wait, so
about,
is this fish lost, dead, what is, well, yeah, what's the deal? Basically,
actually, both.
Oh.
Actually, all of the above.
Wow, I predicted it.
These fish, I guess, only dwell at the bottom of the ocean, and they have a little lantern. So they were in Finding Nemo, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it has a little lantern that hangs in front of its face, and it's an ugly-ass fish. Like, it's disgusting looking with its little underbite.
A true bottom feeder.
Exactly. A true bottom feeder.
Like, it only typically exists in darkness.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember those from Finding Nemo.
And they apparently never come up to the surface, and this thing, this little 6-inch angler fish swam its little underbite up to the top of the ocean to see the light one last time before dying.
Yeah.
It literally saw the light and then died.
But it was, someone was doing, I've seen so many perspectives of this, like someone was like calculating how many miles it must have swam to make it up that high. And this little guy, like being 6 inches long, like it's tiny. The fact that it didn't get eaten by any predators on its way up is shocking. Like,
I know it
made it for its last day before dying. It just wanted to see the light.
Nobody knows why it came up.
Like, it wanted to see. Well, I saw another perspective. Someone was like, should we be concerned that
things are coming up from the bottom of the ocean that aren't supposed to?
Like, is there something really scary? I mean, we know there's something really scary down there for sure.
Do we?
Well, yeah, because 90% of the ocean is unexplored.
It's
like, we
so
know
scary.
We know those things down there. There are things that we don't know exist. Like, that is fact.
Yes.
And so therefore we should be scared. we should be afraid.
Which also, what percentage of the earth is the ocean? Isn't it like 70% or something? Something super high?
I get confused how much water we are versus the earth. You know the statistics, like humans are 80% water or something?
Oh, okay,
I get that confused with the earth statistics, so I'm actually not sure.
Because if the majority of the earth is water, and we haven't explored 90% of the water.
No, it's really scary if you think about it.
It's terrifying.
If you really let yourself think about it, it's actually terrifying.
I'm just going to go down a hole.
How many things?
That's why I typically only go into like my shins.
Into what?
The ocean.
My shins?
I typically only go in the ocean to my shins.
You said you typically only go into my shins. And I was like, oh, is that like a place that I've never heard of before? But now I'm following.
Yeah.
You only go into the ocean up to your shins.
Yeah.
Following.
Typically.
Following. Because you don't want to go too deep. Because you don't want to see what's under there.
Yeah.
I like to submerge.
I don't like when I can't see what's down there.
I got it. Katie likes to cannonball. She likes to go full throttle.
I like to go under. Well, Danielle and I were talking about it because on our recent trip to Cabo, we were like, she said to me, she's like, I can always count on you to go under. Because, you know, it's like kind of a strategy of the day. Like, okay, am I getting my hair wet or not? Am I wearing it? Like, am I styling it as is to dinner? Am I like shower? Am I washing it? Washing your hair on vacation is like the worst thing ever for some reason. And I'm always the girl that's going under.
Yeah, if I'm too hot, I will dunk for sure.
If I'm hot, I'm like, I don't care. I'm like in the moment. I'm not thinking about what I have to do later.
But if I'm hanging out in there, I'm going back to like knee length.
Yeah. Like knee deep?
Yeah, knee deep.
Knee deep in the water somewhere?
Knee deep in the water somewhere.
Got a blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair.
I love it.
Anyway, we're here. It's a freezing morning.
It's so cold. I was like, I just went to Barry's and I was profusely sweating leaving. And I was supposed to wear a sweater. And I was like, okay, I'm just not going to put on the sweater because I'm sweating through my white shirt. So I just put my jacket on over top of this white shirt. And the walk from Barry's to Katie's apartment is around a mile. And I step outside, it's 18 degrees.
It's bad.
And all my sweat is like
freezing. You didn't learn your lesson on Saturday.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. We were in Boston this weekend.
Yes, we were. It's going to
be our first talk track of the day.
Indeed, we were.
Should we start with the intro?
I think it's your turn.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how are we doing post our romantic getaway to Boston, Massachusetts?
I feel good. My cup is full.
Your cup is full?
My cup is full. I feel as though my cup is full.
My cup is full of wet socks and and despair after the last morning in Boston.
Yeah, we definitely, my Uggs are definitely ruined.
That was so funny.
We just didn't pack the right footwear.
I have so many videos.
We weren't prepared to snow.
For blizzard.
Be snowed in.
No, literally. Colby's doing who knows what, like tidying up the house, packing her suitcase. Katie and I are at war with the car.
Trying to dig the car out of a snow blanket.
No, I woke up at 7 a.m. that morning. I look outside. The entire car is covered in snow.
Adam also was like not staying another second.
No. I got out of bed at 7 a.m. and I went outside with a shovel and I shoveled all around the car. I was like, we are getting out of Boston and we are going back to
New York. I was like, Cole, where's Adam? She's like, oh, he's like doing some work on the car, like trying to get the car out. I'm like, he must want to get out of here quick.
Like the fact that you were in bed and I got up to like pee and I didn't see you. And then I looked outside. And
you know, Adam's ready to go.
I don't like to hang around on the trip. Like on the day it's time to go, I am up and Adam and I'm ready to go.
You're Adam up and Adam.
I'm Adam up and Adam. That's like just an animism, I feel like. And when I saw that car buried in snow, I was like, no. It's time to get to work. And it's also, mind you, sleeting, completely sleeting. I'm in my Moncler jacket that is not even waterproof at all. It like is all for show.
Which is insane because for that price, you'd think they would at least make it waterproof.
They would be functional.
You would think. My only jacket and then in tennis shoes because, of course, I don't own boots, nor did I bring any boots to that trip.
Do you really not own boots?
I have a pair of Hunter rain boots, which are the closest I can get. And they're kind of lined on the inside. So they're warm.
So those would have been perfect.
But I feel like they're ugly, so I just don't like to wear them.
They are a look. I like Hunter boots.
I also have this weird thing in my head where I can only see myself in white sneakers. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I have other pairs of shoes. Like, I have black loafers, for example. Remember when I bought those really nice black loafers that I never wore because I just couldn't stand the thought of black shoes on myself?
Where did you get them? Refresh my memory.
I bought them when Neiman Marcus went out of business, the Gucci loafers with the red skull on the front.
The Gucci loafers. Yeah. All you had to say was Gucci loafers.
I know. They're like these really cool black Gucci loafers with this red skull embroidered on the front. And I was like, oh, I can wear these jeans. Like, I could dress it up. I could dress it down. Like, they'll be cool. Never. I've worn them maybe twice. I wore them once to a dinner with Katie and then once to a wedding.
Wait, that was our last dinner before COVID. I remember now.
In Hudson Yards.
I remember everything about that dinner.
Yeah. And they looked good, but I cannot get past black shoes. So anyways, long story short.
That's weird. I'm just going to say that's weird. Yeah.
I can only picture myself in white sneakers. Like, I mean, I feel like I only look good in white sneakers. It's weird to say.
That's certainly not true. I think you look good in black shoes too, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. That's like just a thing. That's like a little thing about you.
One thing about me.
Just a little thing about you.
I only like to wear white sneakers.
When you picture yourself, you see sneakers.
I see white sneakers. Exactly.
Hmm.
They don't have to be clean white sneakers. They can be, you know, a busted up pair of Golden Goose. They can be
black, they were once white.
Exactly. They can be dirtied up.
Okay. Well, now.
But anyway, so I was sopping wet that's a whole tangent on that. I was literally sopping wet head to toe, shoveling the car out of the snow. And I did. We did get out of that space.
We did.
The person in front of me, not going to have as much luck because I built a snow pile on the back of their car with the snow from our car.
Survival of the fittest, baby.
It was. Well,
honestly, it probably all washed away unless they were also trying to get out in the morning.
True.
I mean, it was a Sunday. It was
a puddle.
So people were probably just staying put, a lot of people.
Yeah.
We were like, we got to go.
Yeah. I needed to. That it was our
drive
time.
Might have taken years off my life.
It was a pretty treacherous dive. I feel like every 5 seconds.
Adam had no idea what was going on. I could see in the rearview mirror, Adam's just like looking down on his phone the whole way. And I was like, I literally can't take my eye off the road for 1 second.
Yeah, my screen time was up. My screen time was up for sure. I was online shopping.
How do you not get nauseous?
Yeah.
On your phone in the car for that long?
I don't have an issue. I don't get car sick.
Wow.
That's such a blessing.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like how I'm not like lactose intolerant and I like thought I was for years. I don't know.
Whole milk sales are up for Katie Velotti.
I don't know why I just thought that was similar.
In my head, I was like, is that correlated? No, like,
I'd say it's okay. Where I was going with that was it's uncommon. Like, I feel like it's pretty common for people to get car sick in the car if they're on their phone or reading a book.
Yeah,
you're fine.
It is very common.
And I feel like it's pretty common to be lactose intolerant these days.
Correct. But I do feel like nowadays people, like, lactose intolerance is more so
a preference.
It's like, I want to be lactose intolerant. So it's like the cool thing to be is lactose intolerant. Well, I think is on the rise.
I was going to say, I think the PR for oat milk and all that stuff, like, they ran out of money or something because everyone's
dairy
like,
is up for
everyone's
sure.
realizing they're not lactose intolerant. Like me.
I think it's the same thing that happened with gluten for a while. People were just going gluten free. I think it's like kind of a diet thing that they thought they'd try it, see if it helped them. But then you realize that the alternatives to gluten are the same amount of calories and have just way more ingredients than if you were to just eat the gluten.
Like a slice of bread.
Yeah.
So then people went back. And I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I'm certainly a culprit of the lactose intolerant trend because I feel like I built a brand on Instagram several years ago about being lactose intolerant. Like, it was constantly a joke I was making on my Instagram stories.
Mm-hmm.
But I eat Greek yogurt every single day and cottage cheese. Like, those are not lactose
free. I never realized that.
Okay, good. People used to DM me if I was like, I posted a picture of some mac and cheese.
You can
be lactose. I never realized that you were eating like full milk Greek yogurt and full milk cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Not an alternative.
Yeah, no, I always eat regular cottage cheese and Greek yogurt.
You could be lactose intolerant and still eat those things.
That's
true. And just hate yourself. But
that's true.
Unless I guess you're like literally allergic. But if you're just like having a stomach issue every time, you could just power through, I guess, in theory.
No, I think I fully invented being lactose intolerant. Like,
so
I'm
you don't have a stomach problem?
There's no way, no.
Oh my God, guys, you heard it here first. The next time Adam posts like a long-winded like thing on his story about being lactose intolerant,
he just lied.
You gotta call
his a liar.
Gotta call his ass out.
But like sometimes you just convince yourself that you are. Like I think I literally convinced myself that I was lactose intolerant and I would be like, I can't have milk. Like I can't drink that because it's going to make me sick.
Do you feel like you had an issue?
And then I would have a full bowl of Greek yogurt.
do you feel like you had like an issue one time?
And you were like, I really don't think I've ever had an issue. I think that
you just thought everybody else is, so I must be.
Yeah, I fully convinced myself I was lactose intolerant.
Wow, I'm really glad I brought this up. This is like,
but it's crazy. Also funny that you've convinced yourself that you're lactose intolerant, but it's only for certain things. And like, if you were out to eat, you would never say that you were lactose intolerant and couldn't have something that had milk in it.
No, I don't think I was like would make a big deal out of it, but I would always avoid like butter and cream and things like that, which like very well might give me a stomachache. Like I think I've always had digestive like problems regardless. Yeah, like I think I always like I get stomach aches anyway when I eat stuff like that.
So your stomach like just doesn't like
it's just heavy.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm like shitting my brains out. You know, it's not like I have like a full lactose intolerant like experience.
A allergic reaction.
Well, I read somewhere that humans like aren't naturally supposed to eat as much dairy as we do or something or like cheese maybe specifically, but then again maybe that was like a headline blasted out by these PR companies for oat milk.
Isn't it kind of funny that PR companies have so much power to do things
like it's kind of crazy, like we like it should be illegal. Like I believe everything I read.
Same.
Fully. Even if it says hashtag sponsored underneath, I'm believing it. I'm like, I'm a one track mind.
But don't PR companies, like they don't have to disclose what they're doing really, right? Like if you are all of a sudden getting content fed to you that is saying dairy is bad, it's not like it says this is sponsored content. It's like they're just planting.
I think technically they're supposed to disclose, but I guess if it's like a third party or like if they're like, I don't know, giving a writer this information, and then the writer, I think it's like somehow they work around it. Like if it's not coming from them, it's not an ad, like a Super Bowl ad. It's like, oh, this, we're just gonna like somehow subliminally put this message out there, so then people pick up on it and it becomes a trend instead of an ad.
I say,
I don't know, it's kind of sketchy. I feel like there's a documentary about this.
These PR companies too smart. They are too smart.
Well, it's like if they're pitching something, it doesn't have to disclose that. Like if they put out a press release and it gets picked up by other media outlets, you don't have to disclose like I'm pitching this story, whatever. But things get syndicated across a bunch of different platforms and different outlets get their hands on the press release and make it their own. And then everybody just starts writing about the same thing. If like the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni thing. But if it's something that they're paying for, then you have to disclose that it's sponsored content. But most PR is earned, and with earned media, you don't have to disclose that you're pitching it because it's all organic.
Oh, thank God we have a little PR girly here.
Yeah, thankful for you. But
there you go.
Kobe anyway, giving us the inside scoop.
I love that the only things we talked about in regards to our Boston trip was
the snow
and somehow lactose intolerance. That was my fault. I brought it up. I don't know how that just popped into my brain, but I knew that Adam was going to make a bold declaration or like a confession, rather. Big confession on this episode.
Yeah,
huge confession. But no, Boston was really great besides the cold, but I guess that's just life. So is life. But I'd say we had honestly the best meals I've had this year so far.
Oh yeah. My god, the food was so good. Give the people a rundown of where we ate. Cold.
Yeah, Cold. Tell them where to go.
So Thursday we went to Dunkin' Donuts. and then we went to Grill 23 for dinner and drinks, and that's where those icy martinis are that I'm sure you've seen plastered across your Instagram.
Shards of ice.
My sister was like, "What?" Like she's like, "Is that like sugar?" I'm like, "No, it's actual shards of ice." So if you were curious,
I'm curious about how they do that. Like how do they? Because it didn't move. Also, really, like,
it was crazy.
The shards just stayed there.
I have no idea.
But anyway, Colby made that res for us, and I'm extremely grateful.
Yeah, next time we go, we should sit at the bar so we can see them actually making them.
Okay, I like that idea.
We can get the secrets.
Yeah, to see how it's done. And then Friday, we woke up, we went to the Paramount for breakfast.
did we have lunch? Oh, we got sandwiches from American Provisions.
I had 2 buffalo chicken wraps, one for breakfast and one for lunch.
Yes, back to back, double hitter. Which was better?
That's such a hard question. I feel like my one at the Paramount was better.
Yeah, I love the Paramount.
It was so good.
Valentine's Day drinks. We went to Moxie's in the Seaport.
Oh my god, the drinks were so good. My jalapeno margarita was chef's kiss.
And then we went to Carmelina's in the North End for dinner. We were planning to go to Mike's Pastry, but it closed. And then we were planning to go to Modern Pastry, but the line was so long and it was like 2 degrees at that point. So then we staked out in CVS. Adam bought a protein bar for dessert.
I needed a sweet treat.
Yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. And then we went home. I'm literally just trying to remember everything that we did.
We ate a lot.
As I'm recounting this.
The next day we went to the diner.
Yeah, Saturday. We woke up. We went to Core Power.
It was so
that
hard.
That was great.
Literally felt like we went to war.
Needed that. And then we tried to go to Pop-Up Bagels, but the line was disgracefully long. And so we audibled and went to my diner. And then...
Which was, honestly, it was great.
Yeah.
But a tragedy occurred because they don't serve fried food on the weekends. What the actual fuck is that?
We all were like, we're going to get fries. We're going to get this, and this.
I'm sorry. What diner doesn't serve fried food on the weekend?
Yeah, I don't
know. They're insane for that.
It was a little specific.
But it was really good, though. It was really good. Don't
turn the fry later on the weekends, but I guess. On Saturdays and Sundays.
The grilled blueberry muffin.
Yes, Colby's that's fave. Like my favorite thing ever.
It was amazing.
Not to be confused with a fried blueberry muffin, because they don't do that on the weekends.
No fried food.
No fries.
It's probably for the best, honestly.
But it was really good. It was so... I had this delicious soup.
Smothered in butter.
I've never seen anything like this. Adam, like, what was it, toast that you got?
Oh, yeah, I got
and it
toast
was, like,
and pancakes.
Pre-buttered toast, and you were, like, just taking the butter off. Like, you were, like, scraping it off and putting it on your plate.
I was excavating.
I'm like, you'll never find me doing that.
Yeah, a breakfast place is one place that I will eat everything doused in. I love butter, but...
I mean, like, I like it, but they put mountains of butter on everything. Yeah. I literally had to, like... go through a surgery to get it all off.
Adam's basically. The future almond mom.
Yeah.
Oh, I better already am out. An almond mom.
Better watch out. Adam's going to be such an almond mom.
The worst. I'm literally going to be the worst almond mom ever. Me scraping the butter off.
Black bean brownies.
Brownies are like my favorite dessert. Every time I come home, my mom makes chickpea or black bean brownies.
No, the cottage cheese of it all.
Oh my God. You, I love cottage cheese.
Well, no. And as do I, but you like putting it in everything.
I make pudding out of it.
Yeah, that's disgraceful. Just use Jell-O
you would
pudding
like
mix.
It. No, no, what? You crazy? The chemicals. We
chemicals
don't need that.
And what?
Jell-O pudding mix.
Oh,
I fucking love it. It's so good.
Yeah, oh, because it's covered in Red 40.
Hey, I think it's that. Illegal now.
No, that's a different red dye.
God damn it.
I
can
think
they just...
red 10 or something is the one that's legal. But also, it's going to take 3 years for it to actually be illegal because I forget the exact reason.
My sister's...
Like, she's the one who told us?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was like, where did I just consume that information from? And it was literally a conversation with Colby's sister.
Oh, I think I wasn't in that conversation.
You were, but you were doing something else. It was while we were tying
the
lollipops.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Lollipops.
Yes.
The lollipops for sure.
Yeah.
Where else? I think we had like one. Oh, we went to the Dubliner.
Yeah.
Dubliner. I go to the Dubliner.
Dubliner.
And then we went to Barcelona. And while we waited for our table to be ready, we went to the Beehive and got a drink. And
we tried splitting
that
the G.
But there was no
but
G.
There was no G to speak of. I didn't realize these places are doing that to like, who did you say it?
Yeah. At Swift in the city. The guy, he was like the owner, I think, said that he washed all the Guinness logos off of his pint glasses because people were drinking the beers too quickly. They weren't enjoying them. So he didn't want people to be doing that in his bar.
Which is crazy because you should want them to drink more and faster, to order more.
I mean, I guess he's not a businessman in that sense. He wants people to enjoy the beer.
He said people will be enjoying
these Guinnesses. Enjoy the vibes. I mean, Guinness is a thick beer. It's like a meal. I feel like you're supposed to consume it kind of slow.
It's very light.
Yeah, it's
technically.
It looks thick, but it's not actually like.
It fills me up.
I think like a 12-ounce pint of Guinness has only 80 calories in it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think like health-wise, sure. But when I'm drinking it, it's like, compared to other beers I'm drinking, it's thick.
That's fair.
Like compared to like a Stella.
Yeah.
True. Or like a, I mean, obviously like lighter beers are called lighter beers for a reason, but.
True.
Anyway.
I really love a Guinness. I've really come around to being kind of a beer guy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, I like Guinness too. I think it like has like, especially in the winter, I think it's a wintry beer.
Yeah. The vibes are good with a Guinness.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can't imagine having that in the summer.
What did we split? We split the D. The D and the H.
The H.
It was like two that were right in a row. It was like an H and something else.
It was on the.
Oh, the E.
Yeah.
It was in the.
Yeah.
We split the H and the E.
Yeah. And then that was our night. And we finished it off with getting Froyo from Broadway's Best and watching The Traitors.
Everybody needs to get this Froyo. It was so good.
It's so good.
We were originally planning on going out and having a day, but then it was blizzarding.
Yes.
And so.
And everybody was so tired.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to go out in a blizzard scenario.
Yeah. You know? Very challenging.
It just takes a lot more effort.
And a lot more money.
Katie was slipping, sliding all everywhere.
I chose my footwear poorly for the entire trip.
I was like, you want to grab my arm? And she was like, I'm going to literally take you down to the floor.
I'm like, no, save yourself.
And then she didn't. And then we left the Beehive and she grabbed my arm. And the first thing she does is like almost eat shit on the floor and drag me down.
No, like my first step out the door. Well, it was a new pair of shoes and I hadn't like scuffed up the bottom enough yet. Not that would even help because I was still wearing heels in a blizzard.
They didn't have ridges.
Yeah,
I honestly felt like my heel had fallen off my shoe at one point because I like was losing my footing so badly.
Yeah, it was. We were off-roading, walking from place to place.
Yeah,
but it was still like a. I mean, it was a great weekend.
Did we even talk to a man? Well, no,
no,
no men. No men were spoken to.
Not that I recall.
I talked to my friend State for a
while. Oh yeah,
who's?
Well, wait, guys,
we're unsure.
Gals in the Go live show.
Oh, the entire purpose of the weekend.
The reason for our trip was the Gals in the Go live show. We're just terrible friends bringing it up like 30 minutes into this episode.
Which was the best part of our entire weekend. It was such a good show.
It was amazing. If they're coming to your city, you should definitely grab a ticket and go see them.
It's just like so funny and they do such a good job and their outfits are so good.
I was just grinning ear to ear because I'm like, that's those are my friends.
I know.
It like, was so cute. That's mine. You know, like that TikTok sound, like, that's mine.
You know, it really made you feel like, you know, like a very proud friend. Like,
yeah, oh, when my you friends, see your friends, like, absolutely they just killing it.
I was literally like Kris Jenner. Like, I was recording the crowd.
Yeah.
I saw their recap video and it was literally like 100 of the clips that I took.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so glad I could contribute to this as I'm like panning the crowd. I'm getting all the content of them walking on stage.
Adam's like, this is about me.
No, literally, I did think Adam's it was about like, me.
How can I make this about
this
me?
This is my video.
The girls were telling us that when they were backstage, because I think our podcasts naturally have a lot of overlap because we're friends, of course.
And they've given us so many shout outs.
And they've given us so many shout outs.
Their listeners are coming over here somehow.
Exactly. And so I think I had walked out separately and I'm like walking to my seat.
You were grabbing the drinks.
I was grabbing the drinks for us. I like trip over this girl's shoe and I like fall over. And then Katie's like, Adam, look down, look down.
Well, everyone was screaming, like, Adam.
Like, literally chanting my name, and I'm like, waving to them.
The way he's not even going to notice that people are yelling his name right now.
Well, I was busy tripping over some girl sitting in the front row. She had these giant moon boots on, and I straight up almost tumbled off of the
balcony,
into the bottom of the crowd.
Something.
I was like waiting to put on a show. And Brooke and Danielle afterwards had told us that they were looking at the screen and the security guard was like, look, guys, they're chanting for you. And they look at the screen and it's literally me waving like the Queen of England down off the balcony. And they're like, they're not cheering for us. They're literally chanting Adam's name.
Yep.
And I was like, how can I make this about me?
Yeah.
And I did.
Clara was there too. Our good friend Clara Purse.
Yes.
We got dinner with her. And then we tried to go to a club after that with Gretchen. Gretchen was leading the way. Gretchen Garrity was leading the way, full speed ahead to a club.
Grand.
And then she forgot her ID, so we couldn't. It was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah, and then we audibled and went to Old Faithful.
Well, because we go up in the Grand and everybody's in ski masks. And
yeah, there was a ski party that no one told us about. And they
were like 23.
23 years old. A lot of gays all making out on the floor. I was kind of like, you know, I'm going to stay here. You guys got it.
You were not saying that at all, actually.
Okay, I was having a good time now. I was at the front of the DJ booth, Colby.
Yes.
Yes.
For a minute.
Okay, but then we got escorted to our table and it was like a nightstand.
Yeah.
The table, like, it was definitely like the runt of the litter in the sense of like the worst of the tables. And it was like wedged behind, like it was like
a giant AC unit.
No, and there was like a big trash can. I'm like it was literally like put behind, like, okay, in the worst possible. The layout
in this place is usually like a big open room and there's a stage and a actual DJ. This, I mean, I guess probably because it was a Thursday night. I've never seen it before, how they had set it up, that they made it into like an intimate lounge in the, like, that's not the club.
Okay.
Like, it usually is a huge open space and there's like tables on the floor and then there's like a second level that has tables. And that was what I was expecting that we were walking into. And I was like, oh, I don't know who's performing, whatever. And then we go up and it's like this curtained off section of the club.
Thursday night is different.
Like, yeah. It seemed like a college party or something.
Anyway, so the table was not amazing. It was a nightstand. We kind of, I think we all, like, everyone took one look at it and we're like, yeah, we're going to go somewhere else. But I'm so glad we did, because the next bar that we went to was so great.
Yeah.
It was like much more our vibe, I think.
And we could actually talk.
We could actually catch up with each other.
Wait, that was where we talked to our first man.
Yes. Luckies.
Luckies. Because one of Colby's friends was on a first date. They came. I like see Colby talking to this girl that I was unfamiliar with because I just couldn't see her face. Obviously, I know who she is. And then she was on a first date with this man who was like 7'8". Guys, we have to put you onto this because it's such a good date idea and so on brand for Match Made.
So instead of the usual let's grab a drink text, what if someone said, want to take a cooking class together?
Enter selfup.com. They host these super fun hands-on cooking classes in New York City and Boston where you actually learn to make pasta, dumplings, tacos, all of it. And you get a full dinner or brunch. Like, yes, please.
It's cute, it's flirty, and let's be honest, cooking together is kind of hot.
Plus, it's a great move whether you're on a third date or just want to get your friends together for a night out. That's not just more bars.
Use code MATCHMADE20 at selfup.com for 20% off your first class. That's selfup.com, code MATCHMADE20. We'll see you there.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me. And I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
And I was like, oh my God, Colby found a man. I'm so excited. Like, he literally was like double Colby's height. It was amazing. And then it just turned out that he was actually on a first date with somebody that we were friends with.
Yeah, one of my best friends.
It's okay. I went up to him and I was like, hey, you got any tall friends for Colby? Like, she needs 6'6 and above. So
we're not sure how we feel about this man anymore, though.
Oh, we're I'll done tell with you after.
Yeah. Oh, no. Fuck. There's been a development that we don't know about.
Which is shocking because he really put on a good first date, I feel like. Like,
yeah, even while he was giving some like weird energy.
Damn, his stock has really fallen over the last.
His Aztec jacket.
Yeah.
He was wearing this atrocious jacket, and all of us took turns being like, you gotta, the jacket's gotta go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because at first it was like, I mean, what a first date. Like, they went out and then went to a bar. He met a lot of this girl's friends.
No, not really.
Okay, just one. You're right. Just one. Just a friend and friends of friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear the update after.
Yeah.
Well, that was our weekend.
That was the only boy we talked to all weekend.
Kind of in a nutshell. Excuse me. Sorry. I'm all phlegmy now.
You better get that together.
Hey, this is in, you're in my house.
Yeah, I'm scared now. I'm scared of this sick house. Everybody around me is getting sick. We can pivot into my dating update.
Oh, yes. Adam has an update for us. Because last week, where we left off with this man we still haven't named, that you've been seeing.
Yeah, he's no name.
Hillstone number two for now.
Somebody called it, or...
did they DM us any ideas? I asked for ideas.
Somebody yes. did, and I forget what it was.
They had ideas.
Had some ideas.
Okay. We love when they have ideas.
People said...
No, we really do.
Let's see.
Was there anything like...
People were DMing me and being like, yeah. Okay, because every time I post a man who may or may not look gay, everybody's like, is this Hillstone Sugarfish Man?
Hillstone Sugarfish Man. Yeah, Negroni. There was another one.
I knew Negroni was good.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying Sugarfish.
Okay, I kind of like Hillstone Sugarfish Man. It kind of sounds... It sounds funny.
We'll do Hillstone Sugarfish
but
Man.
But where we left off was that he hadn't texted you and you were freaking out. Right?
I think so. Unless we gave the update that he did. No, wait. Because remember, he hadn't texted
me. Yeah, I don't think Adam said that he hadn't texted.
Oh.
Because I think what I said is that he hadn't texted me. I thought he hated me after that one date. Like the gallery date or whatever.
The gallery date, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talked about that.
But then the next morning I was like, oh, I'm just going to go text him because who the fuck cares? And then I go to my phone to text him and he had just texted me.
Okay, yes.
That second. So I think we did get the update that he did text me and we had actually planned
a date. I just wasn't listening.
Katie.
Sorry.
Katie. Just kidding. And so we had planned a date for yesterday, actually. So technically, as of today, we haven't seen each other in 2 weeks.
So really?
I think, yeah. Because I didn't see him last week. Because we went to Boston on Thursday and he was busy the first half of the week, which this is a whole other interesting scenario is. So he was traveling the weekend before, which is why I didn't see him that weekend.
Okay. I'm following now.
We were in Boston, obviously, starting Thursday.
Right.
He had texted me earlier last week and said, hey, like, let's hang out this week. When are you free? Like, I'm free the latter half of the week. And I was like, oh, shit. Well, I leave for Boston on Thursday. He was like, oh, shoot. Like, I have plans Monday to Wednesday. And what it ended up being is that after I figured out like his plans throughout the week, like he was basically asking me to hang out on Friday. Like the only viable day for us to hang out would have been Friday, which was Valentine's Day, which was a crazy realization.
Do you think he made that connection?
I
feel like probably not.
I think he may have because then we were texting on Friday on Valentine's Day and I was like, do you have any... I think I made some joke, like, what are your big Valentine's Day plans or something like that? Or do you have a hot date for Valentine's Day?
Oh, cute.
And he was like, I have a hot date with my couch and takeout, and then said, wish you were here or something like that.
Which is sweet.
He said something that was cuter and funnier and wittier, but I don't remember exactly what it was. But anyways, long story short, we couldn't hang out last week because conflicting travel schedules. And then we had planned to hang out on Monday because the girls and I were getting back on Sunday. And he basically texted me Saturday night and was like, or Sunday night, and said, can't wait to see you tomorrow. Like, I'll text some dinner options in the morning. Let's do like an early cozy dinner. And then I hadn't heard from him all day yesterday. Like, I texted him first thing when I woke up at like 6 a.m. and was like, hey, they can't wait to see you also. Let me know, whatever. And I hadn't heard from him all day. And then at 3 p.m. he texts me and he's like, so sorry, but I have neurovirus. Like, have been like not well, like all day, basically. I'm just like giving this man's entire tea. This poor guy. But then anyways, so we had to cancel that date. We're still waiting to plan the next date until he obviously feels better. So then I ended up having dinner with my other friend, who while I'm at Barry's this morning, I look at my phone to a text from my other friend being like, I've been throwing up all morning.
Like, Adam, stay away from me. I don't want that.
Colby, you think I do?
Like, no, but you probably have it.
I don't think so. Wouldn't I have like been throwing up this morning? No, also,
you'll probably get it tomorrow.
Colby, stop.
No, I'm serious.
Colby, you better knock on some wood. The neurovirus
is going around so badly, and it's so contagious.
No.
No. You're staying away from us.
It's so contagious, and I'm so scared of getting it.
Guys, me too. I'm going to start crying. Why you got to tell me that? I'm going to start tearing up. I don't want that.
And then I'm going to start having phantom symptoms and convincing myself that I have it.
WebMD.
This podcast episode.
WebMD over there.
Well,
oh my god,
anyways.
My palms are getting sweaty thinking about it.
If I'm going to start throwing up, I literally feel nauseous right now. I'm getting
scared.
Hopefully
your friend got food poisoning.
I hope so. He texted me that he didn't sleep all night and then he threw up all morning.
Can I say like a morbid thought that I'm having?
Only if it's not going to freak me out.
It's not like, I guess morbid's the wrong
and
word.
Send Colby into orbit over there.
Maybe it's like an inappropriate thought.
Okay, let's hear.
Not that I want neurovirus, but like I'm kind of I have a hankering for a little illness. So I can just, because I am the worst and I'm like, I feel like it would really take me being sick to actually stop looking at my phone for a day. Oh. Like take some time off and be like, I am literally ill. I cannot work today. And I feel like as a business owner, I need that. Like I need a day where I'm like, I'm literally ill. I cannot work.
Okay, so
take a mental health day.
Does that sound
put your
terrible?
Phone in a lockbox.
Is that depressing? Like,
and Katie's like, I need neurovirus. So
and everyone
I can be
out
down
there with the
day.
Corporate jobs are like, oh, Katie, cry me a fucking river, you fucking influencer. I'm like, no. I need a day, okay? And I fear I need to be ill for that to happen. Like, I am incapable of taking a mental health day.
I mean, I kind of get it. Like, you don't have formal PTO.
No,
and
like,
sick days, you know?
I would like to have like a mild flu just so I can be like.
You also don't have normal weekends like a normal person.
No.
You know?
No.
Like every day is
and this is not
you.
Me complaining. Like I'm very grateful for my career, but it would, anyone out there who is their own boss in any capacity, even like a side hustle, you know how hard it is to take a day off. And like, I honestly feel like I need an excuse. Like my manager or anyone's texting being like, where's this content? I'm like, you guys, I have the flu. I literally can't. So. And I haven't used that excuse in a while, so.
Well, I'm just saying, I apparently am leaving neurovirus all over this apartment, so.
Well, great.
As per Colby.
But you know
I'm
what?
I'm so scared.
I feel like neurovirus is like the worst, because it's just both ends.
Ugh,
both no. ends.
It's just, yeah, terrible.
Well, I hope that you don't get that. I hope that he has a speedy recovery, and then you guys can go on a nice, fun date. What was Sam. The date going to be, if you had a date? Did you figure out? Your plan?
The extent of our plan was early cozy dinner. Not really sure what that would have entailed.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then Sunday night, he texted me and just said, I'll text you some options in the morning. Little did he know, I actually already had 2 reservations, like just in case.
One step ahead.
Yeah, I was not going to let us go by without reservations. I had bar seats at 1 White Street in case we wanted to split the burger. And then I also had a reservation at Sartiano's. So I had 2 good reservations for us just in case. But then he suggested that he was going to give me options in the morning. And so I was kind of like, okay, I'll just hold on to these reservations. And if I don't like the options that he proposes, I'll just be like, oh my God, that's so crazy. Yeah. Like 2 of these reservations just popped
up. They just popped up. You are definition of Taylor Swift mastermind.
Oh yeah.
You know the song?
You're not going to catch me without a good reservation.
It's giving type A.
It's giving type A. Guess where I'm going tonight.
Where are you going tonight?
It's such an easy guess.
Hillstone, duh.
Yeah, Hillstone. I actually have 2 dinners tonight. I'm going to Hillstone at 6.
If Adam ever goes missing...
Look for me, Hillstone.
I feel like I know where you are. And Colby asked a very good question over the weekend. You're like, do you ever get sick of it? Like, are you over the food there?
No.
I also just don't understand how... Because sometimes when I'm going out to dinner a lot, I'll... get reservations at places that I know that I've been in, like, and then I'm like, I don't even want to go there. I want to try somewhere new. You don't get that.
No. Okay. This is the other thing about me. I go to dinner all the time. You know? So it's like, I'm going to Hillstone at 8, but then I'm going to a new restaurant called Bungalow at 9. And so it's like, I'm still sprinkling in, you know, the new places, but I also feel like I like enjoying the new places with people that I'm super close with that I know I can convince to go splitsies with me on multiple things. Mm. Whereas I feel like for like,
it all comes back to Adam wanting to split things.
One thing about me, you will always be splitting with me at a restaurant. But for Hillstone, I feel like it's like such an easy, it's right next to my office. Like other people are always like, oh, I've wanted to go, or like I can never get a reservation or whatever. And like, I just can always get in. So it's easy. And it's also just like an easy catch up spot. Like you go for an hour, hour and a half, they churn people in and out, you know?
Yeah.
So if you want to catch up with somebody that you haven't seen in a while, where you want to dedicate like, let's say an hour and a half to the event, like Hillstone's perfect place, you know? You get a drink, you split some spinach to artichoke dip, you split a prime rib sandwich, a roll of sushi, and you're good to go. And you end up spending like $60. That's the other thing about Hillstone. It's like, it's really cheap.
Really?
Yeah. I always end up leaving Hillstone and only spending like $70 per person. And that's if I have like a full dinner and like two martinis.
That's good.
That's
good.
Crazy.
Wow.
I need to peel off the martinis a little bit though, because we've upped the intake lately.
It's winter.
Martinis have been up for sure. It's winter. Tonight I'm going to have a glass of wine.
Really, are you?
I don't know. We'll see when I get there.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We'll see when I get there.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Look out for the Insta story.
You're getting a martini.
I'm going to Thai Villa tonight, and I'm so excited.
Oh, yum. Thai Villa's great.
I know. I love it.
That's fun.
I'm going nowhere. Fuck.
Well, Katie's in her cooking era, so.
Yeah, I haven't decided what the recipe for the week is. I want to get Ina Garten's cookbook.
Okay.
And make like everything in the cookbook, like Julie and Julia.
Oh, yes.
That movie with Julia Childs.
That is that the premise of that book? I mean, movie?
Yeah, it's like this girl named Julie makes every one of Julia Child's recipes, or she wants to make, that's like her challenge to herself or something. Julia Child is no joke. Is
Adam Sandler in that movie? What is the movie that I'm thinking of that it's like a man that dresses up as two girls? And I think it's Adam Sandler.
White Chicks?
No, no, no.
What are you talking about?
There is a movie. Oh my God. I'm going to have to look it up. For some reason, I thought that it was that, but it's not. I don't know. Now I'm confused.
I can't move my hands from this microphone to Google, but...
What was the premise of it?
Julie and Julia? I think Julie and Julia is not a comedy.
Okay.
So I don't think that...
No, it is a comedy. Julie and Julia, comedy, it's romance.
Jack and Jill. Okay.
Okay, well,
I'm not crazy.
When I say comedy, it is a comedy, but it isn't like an Adam Sandler dressing up like a woman comedy.
Julie and Julia
is like one of those quirky, oh, she's so funny, she's learning how to cook.
Wait, the cast is kind of stacked.
Yeah, it's really good. Amy Adams.
Oh, Meryl Streep and Stanley Tucci. I love when they're together.
Amy Adams? She's the main girl, right?
No.
Oh, what's her name? Fuck. What's her name?
Who is Julie?
I thought for sure it was Amy Adams.
Maybe it is, and I'm just being silly.
Say, who is Julie in Julie and Julia? Ask ChatGPT.
Who is... You're right. I need to ask my bestie. How could I forget? Who is Julie?
In Julie and Julia.
By Nora... No, that's the director. Amy Adams.
Amy Adams. I fucking knew it.
It's so weird, though. She's not listed on, like, the cast overview.
Maybe she's not proud of it.
She's like, take me off.
She's like, scrub the internet.
That's funny.
Scrub it.
Okay. Finishing off dating updates, Colby, do you have a date plan this week now that you and my coworker on the same continent?
Yeah, he asked me to get a drink, and I think we're going to go tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Oh, my God. Woo! I was hoping you'd be like, yeah, we're going to Thai Villa tonight together.
No, I'm going to Thai Villa with my old coworkers.
Dang.
I have a lot to gossip about tonight, so I'm busy. But yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, did he plan it?
He told me he was going to.
Okay, good. He better. I'm going to have some things to say. I'm just kidding.
I'm excited to hear it how he is IRL, because he seems to have a lot to say via text.
Yeah, he's chatty Cathy.
A sales guy is a good person to go on a date with.
He'll definitely be a yapper. And you're a yapper too, so you guys are just going to yap into oblivion together.
Yeah. So that'll be good.
The juxtaposition of Colby's texting situation versus my texting situation is so opposite.
Night and day, would you say?
Night and day. Colby could not be getting more texts. I could not be getting less.
Oh my God, I'm not even kidding. Like having all flashes thinking about that I'm getting the neurovirus.
Colby, if you say that one more time, I'm gonna be upset. I'm
actually so in my head now.
Colby, it's warm in here. It gets hot in here.
Colby's like tearing up on the couch. I know.
You're gonna be okay.
It's so bad.
He's literally 6 feet away from
you. I'm having a panic.
He is literally 6 feet away from you.
Spit in your mouth.
There is no way you're getting it from right now.
That's true.
Colby's actually tearing up.
I need to crack a window. Air your virus.
It's the sick house. All right, should we do advice segment?
I'm just going to tell myself that the guy that you went to dinner with had food poisoning.
We got takeout and we each ate like our own thing. So like, I'm just not
convinced. He got takeout.
Also, okay. Like if he, you know, it's like probably from the takeout, honestly.
Yeah. He got food poisoning.
Yeah. I think it was food poisoning. Yeah. Like he's not still throwing up, you know, well, like he's fine.
And also like, is he also shitting? Because then.
He didn't specify. I didn't hear about his bowel movements.
He didn't ask if he has a leaky bum.
I didn't. But I was in my Barry's class, like running on a treadmill, and I read that message and I was like, oh my God, I'm at Barry's right now and I feel nauseous too. And I like was giving myself.
You need to quit it.
I know.
You need to quit it. Unless you have like a mild flu. If you have that, then just cough on me. Okay. So yeah. I can take a day off.
This is such a funny triangle of different perceptions of being ill.
Just sneeze on me. Okay.
Okay. Do we have any updates before we do advice segment?
No, I have nothing really to say.
Nothing to share.
I feel like I've talked enough.
Okay.
But we have some really good questions that were submitted that Adam and I were reading through.
Oh, good.
So, and we honestly, we have not done advice segment for like 3 weeks.
It's because we've just been yapping so much.
We've had way too much to talk about with you guys.
Okay. This one is titled Coworker Dates. I love talking about coworker dating. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. She spelled Katie's name wrong.
Fuck.
It's with a Y.
Fuck.
I still love you.
It's okay. It's probably autocorrect.
First off, I've been an avid listener, Matchmade, since the very start and can't imagine my weekly routine without your amazing pod. Secondly, I'm in need of advice. Long story short, my coworker friend, we're both in HR, asked me out on a date after I gave my 2 weeks for a new job. Oh, this is on her way out. I don't think I originally understood that when I was reading this. So basically, she put in her 2 weeks notice. This guy asked her on a date. We had a few dates, drinks and din, movie night, and takeout at his, and we've now hooked up a few times, and he invited me to stay the night one time. Everything's been so easy and fun, flirty. On our fourth date was Valentine's Day, and he invited me to work from his apartment for the afternoon and went rock climbing. The date itself was so sweet, and he was so encouraging, but when we got to dinner after, it just felt tense, and the convo wasn't flowing. We went back to his apartment, watched a show, and then hooked up, and I got a ride home. I left my jacket there after already leaving my watch there once, so he teases me about it regularly. I texted about my jacket, and his response was fine. The next day, I started casual convo and continued it, and now I'm left on red after trying to carry convo.
Shit.
And she said definitely text that warranted a reply. I feel like I'm going crazy, but I swear there was some shift on our Valentine's Day date. Some extra context, he's 28, I'm 24, we don't work together anymore, his ex-girlfriend of 3 years and him broke up in October. He genuinely seems content and over it, amicable breakup and no contact. He's been so intentional and has talked about future plans and meeting each other's friends. What does it mean that he's not responding? How do I handle him pulling back? Is it too soon to say something? And how do I stay calm in the uncomfortable uncertainty?
Oh my God, and this is recent then.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
This is literally like yesterday.
Oh.
It kind of seems like he was love bombing you a little bit. Yeah. You know?
The future planning is always like so gushy in the moment. And then you think back on it and you're like, cringe. I should have just been like, okay, we'll see.
Like to a certain extent, future planning is important in the sense of like, it is an indicator that they're into you to some extent.
Yeah.
But when they overdo it, then it's a red flag. Like if it's future planning in the sense of like, okay, well, next month, let's do this. Like, let's go do this.
Now I have such a guard up that even when a guy says that or they're like, oh, this is my favorite restaurant, we'll have to go. I'm like, okay, we're never going. I've never
seen well, something you like again. That, sure. But in the sense of like planning future dates, I think that that's like not a red flag. But if it's like something, if they're like, talking about your future kids before you're even official, like that's really a red flag.
Also, in like, I don't know, it seems like this is happening on date 3 or 4, you know, like their future planning on date 4. Like that just seems like kind of a lot.
How long have they been seeing each other again? Sorry, from like start to finish, I mean.
I don't know if
she's specified that. Does she give timeline? Because it sounds like they've hooked up like a bunch of times now.
Yeah. So and we've hooked up a few times, invited me to stay the night one time. Fourth date was Valentine's Day, and it seems like that was the last day.
Did he plan a Valentine's Day date for them?
It seems like the Valentine's Day date was her working at his apartment and then them going rock climbing.
Hmm. Has she gotten her jacket back?
Maybe he got the ick from the harness. So. You should get the ick from wearing the harness.
Well, this definitely warrants a conversation. Number one, you need to get your jacket back. Number two, this guy is acting strangely. Like, what the heck?
Well, on your thing of what does it mean that he's not responding, like, girl, you got to match his energy, I feel
if
like.
If he's ghosting you, then it's like, okay, why am I asking you why you're ghosting me?
Yeah, well, I'm like the opposite of that.
I think
like,
you
I wouldn't
should
be
think
asking.
About him wearing the rock climbing harness and not text him.
I kind of agree. Like, I think you should match his energy. Like, I think if he's not giving you anything, you should also pull back. And if he doesn't reply to that, like, if he doesn't come back stronger, that's all you need to know. You know?
Yeah, but it's not meant to be.
It seems like he's love bombing you a little bit. I don't know, in my opinion. Like, he's coming on super strong. You're talking about future planning. You guys have only been on 4 dates.
What a jerk.
Like, that just seems like a lot. Very quickly.
I got excited for her because I was like, oh, he's probably been waiting to ask her on a date forever. But now that they're not coworkers anymore, he can.
Oh my God. Colby or Katie's so glass half full. Like, Colby and I are like, glass is empty. Yeah.
The glass is empty and I need somebody to fill it up.
I'm like, glass is shattered. Yeah. And
no,
gone.
I get it. Because. You know, your person, the person that is right for you, won't ever make you feel confused like this. And that is fact.
Katie, if this dies, will it not save our progress?
It will.
Oh, well, okay, good.
How many bars does it have?
One.
Fuck!
Yeah, we're at like 55 minutes.
Okay, let's do one more question then.
We're going to do the one that I thought was funny.
If it cuts off randomly, it's because we ran out of juice.
Yeah, but we love you guys.
You're getting no outro.
Okay, this is from a straight man, and I think it's just funny. Hey guys, Florida refugee here. I started listening to you after I moved to Manhattan about 2 months ago. I live in between the Lower East Side and the East Village. I'd love some advice on style. I'm 6'8", about 290 pounds. My vibe is very blue collar since that's what I did for work for 8 years before moving here. I just want to know how to dress as a straight blue collar dude in New York City. I'm always stressing on the train.
Oh.
I honestly need everyone's take on this, mainly Adam's. P.S. Katie is definitely getting engaged this year.
Enough about me. Let's talk about you, sir.
Also, are you single? Because I know somebody who needs to date a 6'8". Man.
This man would touch the ceiling in here. He's tall.
Colby needs that. Okay, girls, what do you think this guy should be dressing in?
I mean, you're the resident male of the podcast.
I know, but I'm gay.
True.
I'm chic. I'll give this guy advice after you guys give your take.
I feel like J. Crew right now is crushing it. Like, I've gotten Jack so many things from there that, like rugby shirts, fucking hot. I love a rugby shirt.
I'm more into, like, a Henley. I think, like, a Henley, a waffle Henley with a quarter zip sweater or something would be
quarter
nice.
Quarter zips are sexy.
And get a couple of jeans or pants that fit you really well. And then some cool sneakers. Or Chelsea boots.
Yeah.
I love a straight leg jean. You need a black and a navy. Like, just two colors, I feel like. I'm not a big light wash jean fan.
Yeah, me neither.
So, like, I don't really recommend light wash on men. I just think it looks bad. I'm, like, a big basics. Like, I love the basics, you know?
Yeah.
Some white, some black, some navies.
I don't think men need to be making statements with their wardrobe.
Steer clear of patterns.
Yeah, no patterns.
No patterns.
Yeah.
Like, at least when you're starting out, in my opinion, just based on what New York City men wear, I feel like steer clear of patterns.
Yeah.
You know, also a barber jacket. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, barber jacket's good on straight men.
I love a barber jacket or Ralph Lauren has some nice jackets right now with like the cool collar, like the corduroy collar.
Some brands that have good, really good materials, but are a little bit more expensive are going to be like Vincent Theory. Like I have a couple jackets from
really
Vincent
nice
Theory
stuff.
And the material's really nice. Jack and it looks very sleek. Yeah.
Or like a bomber jacket might be more your style than like the barn aesthetic.
Or like bomber jackets. Now that we're going into spring, you just need like, I think the t-shirts are good. The jeans are good. And then you need like a jacket with a collar. If you know what I'm talking about, like it's kind of like a shirt jacket. I don't know how to explain it.
A shacket?
A shacket.
I don't know. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Do you know like the one I'm talking about that I have, like the navy one that has like some leather on it and it's like, it has a collar on it, but it's a zip up jacket?
That's like a bomber, right?
No, a bomber has a very specific neckline that kind of like blends into your neck.
Duh. Yes.
I guess it's more just like a normal jacket. I don't really know how else to describe it.
I would get like, honestly, I think like Lululemon and Aloe both have really nice men's jackets that are good for casual that you can dress up, dress down.
Yeah.
A lot of people that I know love the Lululemon trouser pants too. Those are nice.
Yeah.
And then for shoes, every straight man I feel like just needs a pair of Common Projects, like the white Common Projects. I feel like always look good on guys no matter what you're wearing, in my opinion. Or a pair of Adidas.
Yeah,
like Sambas, Gazelles,
Converse, just good sneakers.
I'm iffy on Converse.
I don't like really Converse on a guy, but to each their own.
Yeah,
I feel like they kind of look like clown shoes a little bit.
I'm in that boat as well.
But you have Converse that you bought because you liked them when I was wearing them.
What Converse do I have?
The ones that have the star on the side.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, Adam. Yeah, I bought a white pair of Converse that had maroon stars on them, and you bought them in green.
Okay, I did buy the mid-top in green.
This is T.
But I have not worn them in like 3 years.
No. I literally got those last year. You got Chloe, them. No. They're low tops, and they don't look like Converse. They're like the Run Star or something.
Wait, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
You, Adam, I know kids, for a fact that you do. I'll kids, send you a picture
okay, of them. Okay, send me a picture of them because I don't. Children, I know I don't.
Calm down.
The only Converse I have are like the mid-tops that have the green star on the side. And they're like, and I don't wear them anymore. But there is a picture on my Instagram of me wearing them where I was at that bar. And it's a picture of me and Mia and I'm sitting in white pants and I'm wearing the green mid-tops. But those are the only time I've ever worn them. Not the only time. Okay, I'm lying. They're not the only time I've ever worn them, but I have not worn them in years.
Okay. I think you can't go wrong with a Chelsea boot on a man.
Chelsea Converse boot, are a more affordable price point. You don't know how much money he has. You could also get New Balances.
Yep, Jack has New Balances, and I like True. Them. They have really nice styles. Anyway, I think the moral of the story here is, sir, just don't complicate it. Don't overcomplicate it.
Kobe and I have been in a lot of fights today.
Honestly, just look at like guys at the bar, and if you see a guy that you're like, you know, oh, I like what he's wearing. Like Jack will do that. Jack will be like, look at that guy's jacket. Like, should I get one like that? Like, you know, you could still copy. You could still be influenced.
I take little pictures. I take sneaky pictures of people's
straight men can clothing. Still be influenced. Like, and they are honestly, Jack will see something and be like on Google, like looking it up. Like they easily influenced.
Reverse image search.
Yeah. I love it. But then he like won't buy it for himself, and then he'll just hope that I'll get it for him for a Christmas present or something. I swear to God, Jack doesn't shop.
Boys don't like buying clothes.
No, I know. I think he sees it as a bad investment. He's like, well, why would I like? I have shirts. Why do I want a new shirt? I'm like, because you do. You want a new shirt.
I wish like, I went through life like that.
Everyone likes a new shirt.
Because my closet's a disaster.
Well, as I got him a bunch of things for his birthday this weekend.
Oh, cute.
From J. Crew. That's why I said it. Like, mm-hmm. J. Crew has such good stuff. And he likes... What is that? Peter Millar.
Oh, yeah. Peter Millar.
Yeah. Yeah. He specifically was like, he's like, okay, if you're going to get me clothes, I'd like some golf things. I'm like, I'm getting you non-golf things, sir. But I did get him some golf things from Peter Millar.
Oh,
and they have cute. Some good stuff.
Anyway, Vuori has really good stuff too.
Vuori is good. I love their leggings.
I like Lululemon.
This is about me. But yeah.
Okay, 6'8 man. We're looking forward to hearing your style update.
Send best of picks. Luck. I didn't realize we had 6'8 men listening to the podcast.
6'8 straight men, nonetheless. Our reach is expanding.
Did he say he's straight?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we just assumed.
No. He said he was straight. I'm not just making up sexualities here.
Aw.
Well, I think that's all we have time today.
Thanks for writing in.
I
also loved that his subject line was advice segment.
I know.
Like, usually you guys are like writing these crazy, like, salacious
attention
headlines.
Grabbing.
Advice segment.
He's
straight
like,
to the point.
He's like, need advice. And he also wrote literally three sentences. Like, it was so concise about what he was asking.
I loved it.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for. We'll see you guys next week. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. My eye's twitching.
Colby has norovirus.
If I do, like,
I'll cry.
You already did on mic.
True.